Hi, my name is Shani. I'm the supervisor here on the floor that will be assisting you. May I have your name, please?
My name is Michael McBee. What is your name again?
My name is Shani. S-H-A-N-E-Y.
S-H-A-N-E-Y.
Okay.
I like that name.
I see that you're calling in about your account. Could you confirm your address? Let me make sure that I do have the correct information transferred to me.
Yes, 210 Grassy Knoll Road, Gaffney, South Carolina, 29341.
All right, thank you. And I do have your account where you completed the sweepstakes offer for the Craftsman tool set with the enrollment into our Bites Hub meal plan app. I do show everything was canceled out and you were issued a refund today, but unfortunately, it does take 3 to 5 business days for those refunds to get back to your account. Being that your account was placed today, it's still in pending status, so it is possible that that could drop off early as tomorrow. But we do have to advise you of 3 to 5 business days length of time.
Okay. And see, that's all I'm asking for is somebody with a little bit of compassion, somebody with a little bit of common sense to talk to. The last two people, like this last supposedly supervisor, Mia or Maya or whatever, you know, tried to tell me that she's the only supervisor there, that she doesn't have a boss to answer to, yada, yada, this, that, and another. She does know, and these people working for y'all do know, that y'all are regulated by, you know, the Better Business Bureau, the FCC, and a couple of other three-letter entities that they don't want to be involved with, right?
I'm certainly sorry about the misunderstanding and everything as far as you having to call in so many times.
Yeah, I mean, I've had to call in like 4 times now because of this, you know, and it's getting ridiculous here, Shani. And here again, like I say, I just want some verification that my money will be returned to me. I hate that I have to wait 3 to 5 days.
It may not take that long. We just have to advise you of that length of time. Once we do issue the refunds, it's going to be up to your bank or your financial institution on how quickly they get those back. But if you would like, you can contact your bank tomorrow morning. Let them know that you did contact us and we did issue the refund. And you could possibly see if they could expedite that quicker back to your account for you.
Well, see, Ms. Shane, if someone would have had the common sense and the know-how to explain that to me like that, instead of, you know, just being all, you know, rude and trying to lie to me. Like, the very first person I talked to when I called was a guy who obviously gave me a false name. He said his name was Pablo Escobar. Like, I don't know who the hell that is. You know, everybody in his right mind knows who Pablo Escobar is, you know. And then he refused to give me his employee ID number, which I'm pretty sure y'all can go back and see who got the original cancellation and stuff and see who that agent was. And I would suggest you probably fire that guy, you know. I mean, he's going to have to lie to people about his name. He's going to refuse to, hook me up with a supervisor. He refused to give me his employee ID number. He gave me a false name because everybody knows he's not Pablo Escobar. If he was, he would be in prison or under prison, you know.
Yes, sir. And I am so sorry that you had to go through all of this.
Y'all could do that kind of business and stuff. Y'all could do that from y'all's call centers or whatever?
No, sir, we don't. And I'll definitely review those calls to see what we can do about that agent, okay?
Yeah, and also your other supervisor, Mia, or whatever she says her name is, she refused to give me her employee ID number as well, said she didn't have one.
Well, we don't. I'm sorry, but we don't have employee ID numbers because we don't have a direct line to our agent.
Well, it's awful funny that Ms. LaGuana, whenever I talked to her, she had an employee ID number, and she gave it to me very freely.
Okay.
So, somebody's lying. You see what I'm getting at, Ms.
Shane? I do. But do you have any other questions or concerns about your account today, sir?
I'm now beginning to wonder if y'all are a complete fraud, if I'll ever get my money back.
Well, no, sir. Like I said, if you have any more questions or concerns as far as your refund, you can definitely contact your bank or your financial institution tomorrow morning. Let them know that you spoke with the merchant that billed you the $59.89 and see if they've already processed the refund back to your account.
Well, I'm fixing to contact them right now because my banker, financial institution, is Cash App, but they fortunately have 24/7 chat lines that I can talk to someone on.
Okay.
And that's what I'm going to do.
Okay. Have you checked your emails to see if you received a confirmation email of your canceled and refund?
No, because y'all don't even have an email to get. I never gave y'all an email.
I have michaelmcbee@yahoo.com.
Okay, so that must have been on my survey thing then.
Okay. Well, go back and double check your emails. You got a receipt of that. Did any of the agents provide you with your cancellation number?
Now, one of them did. The Mr. Pablo Escobar, whatever, he did give me a cancellation number. I don't know if it's correct or not. I can give it to you and check and see if it's correct. address?
Okay. Well, it's 920-751-080.
That is the number that he gave me, yes.
Okay. Well, everything has been taken care of for you. And, I hate that you had to go through this, but your account is canceled. You don't have to worry about being billed anything further, and you have been refunded for your $59.89.
I don't want to be billed what I was already billed. I want that back.
Yes, sir. We did refund that charge for you.
Okay. That's all I want to make sure, Ms. Shaney. Like I said, I'm getting a run around from everybody there. It's making me, start to make me think that y'all are complete frauds. But I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt because I do, like I say, I do have your name. I have a couple other people's names. I do have one employee ID number. Thank God. Somebody was trying to be honest and doing their job properly and correct. And I do have very good communications with the FCC and the Better Business Bureau, as I do run a business myself, and I have to deal with the FCC on a regular basis because, I deal with the government all the time because I'm involved with the ACP program that Mr. Biden just extended indefinitely. Well, I have to deal with that all the time, so I'm very familiar with all the three-letter government entities that I need to get in touch with, okay? So just letting you know, I want you to be aware of this, okay?
Not a problem. And if you do have any further questions or concerns, you can definitely give us a call back. We are 24/7 for your convenience.
Okay. Well, I definitely will. I think you already know that.
Okay. Was there anything else that I can assist you with?
As long as I get my money back in 3 to 5 days, everything will be kosher.
Well, you got everything set. And I do want to thank you for calling customer service. You enjoy the rest of your evening, okay?
Yeah, I hope I can. Thank you.
You're welcome.